The Bath County Board of Supervisors met June 11th at 6 p.m. at the courthouse in Warm Springs. The first public comment started with Joe Murray regarding a proclamation for the pollinators.
They largely go unnoticed because their numbers are declining. Adopting a pollinator proclamation will, in my opinion, be the first step. Such a proclamation will increase awareness and provide momentum in our community. It's a duty we owe to future generations.
Next, Susan Plecker shared her concern with noise pollution due to Speyside Bourbon Stave Mill.
We are not trying to shut them down, simply shut them up a bit. There are reasonable solutions to the noise problem, and I'm hopeful that the EDA and Speyside can work together for a long-term resolution.
Jay Trinka followed by saying,
"Only a goodwill effort on behalf of all parties will lead to a solution on this thing."
Board of Supervisors Stuart Hall gave his response on Speyside.
"Let's try the reasonable thing out. The EDA has offered to help them any way they could to do whatever they could to remedy the noise situation."
Next, Supervisor Bart Perdue responded to the pollinator proclamation.
"With Bath County Board of Supervisors, do hereby recognize June 17th to 23rd, 2019 as Pollinator Week in Bath County, Virginia, and call this observance to the attention of all of our citizens."
County Administrator Ashton Harrison talked about the Visitor Center solicit construction bids, with Supervisor Richard Byrd following up with a quick comment stating that this meets the budget's requirements. Harrison then talked about the Parks and Recreation swimming pool fees. Due to an influx of people who reside outside of the county coming to the pool, there will be a fee for everyone except for local residents effective on July 1st. Richard Byrd reiterated,
"I want to make sure that we all understand there'll be no fees for Bath County residents or their children."
During the public second comment, a local resident shared that the two-year Bobcat study done by the Virginia Game Commissions and Virginia Tech is officially done. There will be a meeting at the Hot Springs Firehouse on June 28th at 8 p.m. by Graduate Research Assistant David McNitt. The next topic of discussion was led by Supervisor Hall about the road going out to Speyside, with residents asking to lower the speed limit to 35 and putting up a sign not allowing Jake brakes. Supervisor Byrd commented,
"I will talk to Ashton and I'll get a resolution on next month's agenda to do that."
The next board meeting will be July 9th at the courthouse in Warm Springs. The public is always welcome to attend. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.